Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Guy and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we turn our thoughts to someone we can help? For me, the thought process around turning your regard away from obsessing about yourself and your own problems, issues, feelings, and thinking about others is the similar sort of step that we take when we turn away from alcoholism and towards sobriety. The self-obsession of the practicing alcoholic, the self-pity, the obsession with your own experience is a negative feedback cycle that just leads us deeper and deeper into drinking. And by breaking that cycle, or in AA, we learn to break that cycle and think about others around us. And then, ironically, we discover ourselves in the people that we're trying to help. We see echoes of our own drinking. We see the flaws in ourselves reflected in other people. And we get a constant reminder of what led us to drinking. And so ironically, it's almost the most selfish thing you can do to stop thinking about yourself and start working with others, because at that point you start to get better. And the more you do it, the more healthy and sane you become. I also think when I think on this topic that this is how AA has sort of kept going throughout the decades. This isn't a program where people come in, get cured, and go away. If there was a magical cure, and it took practicing alcoholics and turned them into sober alcoholics, and they went away and you never heard from them again, AA would soon cease to exist. It's the participation throughout the entire journey, your entire journey into sobriety, that creates a sort of a cycle that keeps going on and on. You know, the huge insight of AA, that it's by helping others that we help ourselves, and that what a newcomer needs is a sober alcoholic, and what a sober alcoholic needs is a newcomer. It's incredibly powerful. And it keeps us constantly, it keeps us constantly on a journey in the right direction. I guess that's all I've got. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.